War has been visually preserved by video, of course, before that film, and going as far back as the Civil War with still photos. Yet, for the most part, it was the warfare in action that was the focus through those means. My next guest has brought to us a film about war that shows the strength and the courage, the humanity of U.S. Marines and soldiers as they confront the enemy in what were the toughest battles in the Iraq War. And when you watch this documentary, which will premiere Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern on PBS, it will give you access to the hearts and souls of these men who started every day wondering if this was going to be their last day. The film is The Last 600 Meters, with us now as the producer and director, or founder and president of Manifold Productions, Michael Pack. How are you today, Michael?
I'm very well. Good to be with you, Chris.
Well, thank you for this film because, as I said, we always see the events in documenting war and times of war. You brought us the human side of all things. ManifoldProductions.com is where you can find out more and see some screeners about The Last 600 Meters. Talk about who this film introduces us to.
Absolutely. And by the way, if your listeners miss it on PBS, it'll be streaming on Amazon and other places as of Veterans Day, Tuesday. Well, we introduce you to the soldiers and Marines on the ground, and that's the focus of the film, not experts back in Washington or diplomats or government officials, but the people fighting the battles. And we intend to tell a battle story as if these battles were Gettysburg or Iwo Jima or other historically significant battles in American history. And I think that's very appropriate right now before Veterans Day. I'm proud that PBS is broadcast on Monday, the day before Veterans Day at 10 p.m., which is also the 250th birthday of the Marine Corps. And these were mainly, but not exclusively, Marine battles. And just to give you a sense of this, we call it The Last 600 Meters because a sniper in the film says, "I don't make foreign policy, I deliver the last 600 meters of it," meaning what he can see through his sniper scope. And that's the kind of people we introduce you to, the people responsible for the last 600 meters.
And these last 600 meters are probably in the toughest turf and the toughest ways of battle. Guerrilla warfare is the most deadly and the most unpredictable, and that's exactly what these men had to be a part of.
That's right, I think it's important to try to understand what that kind of warfare is like. I mean, often we think of war, we think of World War I, World War II, the Civil War, you know, big, massive battles, or even the first Gulf War. But the most common warfare is this kind of counterinsurgency, guerrilla war, as you say, and we should really understand it. And I think, I conducted the interviews with these people, the soldiers and Marines, back in 2007, 3 years after the battle, when their memories were fresh and they still look like they did in the footage. But I think it's taken a long time for us to get PBS to broadcast it, and I'm proud they're doing it now. And this might be the right time, because I think our views of the Iraq War clouded our sense of what these veterans did for us. You know, these were not popular. This was not a popular war, and nor the one in Afghanistan. So the soldiers and Marines coming home, I don't think they got their due. And whatever you think of the war, we should really celebrate the heroism and valor of these young men and women who are, after all, risking their lives, fighting, and in some cases dying for us.
And you also you bring the proper focus, because I'm almost certain that most people, when they hear the name of the town of Fallujah, oh yeah, I've heard of that. But okay, what have you heard about that? Well, your film Last 600 Meters fills in the blanks that so many people have when Fallujah is mentioned. It's almost like a passing car down the expressway, and all of a sudden we're off into the other topic, and not enough proper time is spent on what fighting in Fallujah meant, what it cost. And some of the amazing stories, I don't want to tip too much off here, but you tell the story of a corporal who was shot not in the head, through the head, survives, and then feels bad because he's taken out of the game.
Yeah, that's right. Matthew Piano. And right, he's shot. His other people on his squad think he's going to be dead, as Jan Bender, one of the people on the squad, says. We thought we'd take the helmet out and there would be blood and guts in it, but it went right through his Kevlar helmet and came out the end. He was wounded, taken off the battlefield, and he said he felt he had let his Marines, fellow Marines, down. And he says, you're not supposed to get wounded, but, you know, for the rest of us, we don't really see it that way. And you know, these young men are heroic. And we focus on people at that level, corporals, sergeants, but up to one-star generals that are in the field. But these ones at the private corporal sergeant level, they really are so young. I mean, they're sometimes in their late teens, early 20s, and we're really asking them for a lot, not only to risk their lives, but to make, you know, difficult decisions. Is this Iraqi civilian hiding an IED and going to kill me, or is he or she someone that we need to help and win over? So we ask a lot of them, and I think the least we can do is hear their stories, especially right before Veterans Day.
Troy Malkopak, who is the producer and director of the documentary The Last 600 Meters, debuting Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern on PBS and streaming afterwards on Amazon and I believe other locations too. You'll find out more at ManifoldProductions.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned the timeline of getting this film together. Why do you think there was a reluctancy to bring it? Because we're talking from you technically had the film, but once you did the interviews, I'm sure post-production, you probably technically had the film ready to go, 2008, 2009, if someone wanted to say, yeah, we'll run it.
Exactly. We finished Virgin in 2008. And although I've made 15 films in my career that have been broadcast nationally on PBS, the one before this was Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words, about the life of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, and PBS put them all on in reasonably prompt time. This one just had opposition. You know, it was just caught up by politics. Originally, the people on PBS told me that my film was too pro-military, which, you know, I'm not even sure what that means, but I deny it anyway. I mean, the film, you know, we do celebrate the heroism and valor of these people fighting for us, but we do not stint in describing the horrors of war that are very real. I mean, you see horrible things happen, feral dogs, you know, going through Fallujah looking for carrion to feed on. So lots of horrible stuff. I don't think we downplay that, but I think what happened is people were caught up in politics, even though the film really does not discuss the politics of the war. Should we be there? Were there weapons of mass destruction? Was Bush right or wrong? I mean, none of that. I mean, I had my own opinions of it at the time. I have my opinions now, but we tried not to do this. But I think in spite of that, it got caught up in politics. And as I say now, I think there's enough distance. It's over 20 years since these battles. We can really look back on them a little more dispassionately. So maybe it's the right time for the film. But I actually think the film is timeless. I mean, we captured the moment. I think these, as you say, these are biggest battles of the Iraq War, actually the biggest battle since Vietnam. People will want to look back on it 10, 20 years hence, and I hope they will consult my film, because I think we documented what happened. And you're right, people heard the word Fallujah, they haven't even heard the word Najaf, and, you know, we need to know what happened there, just like with Gettysburg or Iwo Jima or Yorktown or anything else. So, and these, particularly these battles, are especially relevant. We're still enmeshed in this kind of warfare, or our allies are, in Ukraine, in Gaza, and will be again.
What caught my attention, among many things, with the fight in the last 600 meters, I've done this show more years than I care to admit, but I've been able to talk with veterans from World War II, Vietnam, authors who compiled conversations with those veterans, and the common thread was, so many of the majority, I'll say, were reluctant to talk about what they did, what they confronted. And that's the young men you show, at least visually what we get to see in the last 600 meters, they're the complete opposite. They want to talk. They see it as a way to release. And I don't know if they want to be teachers of truth as far as what soldiers on the battlefield face, but they are indeed doing that in the last 600 meters.
They are very articulate. You know, there's one woman and the rest of men, young men and women. And but it does take time to get them to agree to tell their story. I mean, that is part of the art of making documentary films, getting people to trust you enough that you will tell their story fairly. And it did take a while, but once we did get their trust, they were very forthcoming and very articulate. And we had a screening in Washington recently where we brought some of these veterans back, including the one you mentioned, Matthew Piano, and we had Q&A afterwards, and they were up front. And you know, even now they say they hope their children and their families see it, because they still can't talk completely about these events, and I think they want the film to speak for them, and I hope it does. And we were lucky to get them to come forward like that. I mean, it was sort of a privilege, and you're right, it is very difficult. It's hard to talk about these things. You know, being shot in the head and taken off the battlefield is not the easiest thing to want to relive. So we are honored, privileged that they did tell us their story. And I think you're right. They're very, very articulate.
For you listening, I have one thing to say. Watch this documentary, The Last 600 Meters. Everything you thought about our soldiers, everything you believed about warfare, everything you might have been thinking or maybe changed your thoughts about with the Iraq War, you are going to be as well-informed as you possibly can be about the human side of warfare through these brave men who are featured in Michael's documentary, The Last 600 Meters, debuting Monday on PBS, 10 p.m. After that, it'll be streaming on Amazon. You can find out more at ManifoldProductions.com. Michael, thank you for telling these brave hero stories, because we are in such need of the understanding of what courage is and what duty, dedication to duty is all about. You make us, help us understand all that, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that, and thank you for having me on your show.